Uhana Linden is keeping us abreast of a kaupapa that's unfolding at Tōwai Primary School. Now, that was closed in 2005 and declared surplus to the Ministry of Education's needs. The land was passed to Kāinga Ora, then known obviously as Housing New Zealand, which also declared the school surplus to its needs. That was in 2010 and was sold by the Crown to a private buyer who now has listed the property for sale. Uhana Linden from the north is with us. Thank you for joining us. It's Ngāti Hau, kaupapa, Uhana. But sometimes parliamentary making, sometimes back home down on the ground. How are you doing, sis? Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, tamata, tēnā koutou.
So, Tōwai Primary School, some will know it, eh? You can see it on the drive north?
Yeah, absolutely. You head past Akirama, which is Ngāti Hau Marae, and you can see it on the right-hand side before you hit the Tōwai Tavern on your way north to Kawakawa. It is a significant site to Ngāti Hau and Ngāti Hine, and, you know, as the Hau Kāinga, ahi kā of Tōwai, the whānau went in on Saturday to noho whenua.
Tēnā koe, is it, do you see it as an occupation or making a political statement? How do you describe what's going on there at Tōwai School as we speak, Uhana?
Oh, I think it is absolutely a stand to call the Crown to account. The frustration remains from the way that the requests from Hapu at the time were handled and actually declined. So when there was notice that the property was up for sale again, the Hau Kāinga undertook to, well, it's time to go in, and we need to call on the Crown to do the right thing for the hapu of Tōwai. And that's what they're doing, and they intend to stay there until such time as there's a positive outcome for both the vendor and the hapu of the rohe.
Tēnā koe, what's it worth?
Well, to my knowledge, it was sold in the mid-hundred thousands back in the day, and I believe that the GV's around 250 now. So, you know, it's not an expensive property, and in the mind of the hapu and the Hau Kāinga, the Crown should reacquire that property and give it back to hapu.
Yeah, I can see why they would feel that way. I mean, it's infuriating in a way that it was sold to a private buyer anyway. Back in 2010, it should have been passed across to those who gifted the land for the establishment of a kura. Is that what happened here? Was it Māori who said, hey, you can set a kura up here?
Well, it's 100 years old, the school. So the entire community has benefited from an education in the Kāinga at Tōwai School. And with the whānau on the ground, the community has been there. It's been wonderful seeing the nannies of the community, Māori mai, Pākehā mai, all going in, sharing memories and reconnecting with the site, because, you know, they've been alienated from it since the school was deemed surplus back in 2005, you know, with much disappointment. But remembering that there were three tono from Hapu to hold the property for Land Bank, one of them being Alan Halliday of Akirama Marae. And so we pay tribute to them for putting the pōwhenua in the ground then and saying, actually, do the right thing. It was designated for educational purposes. It served the community for 100 years, and now it's time to give it back to the hapu of the rohe. And, you know, the Crown made their decision and said ka hore and put it on the market. Now, the vendor has paused the sale for now while the occupation, the noho whenua, is on site, and that they are advised that there are discussions underway with Te Ara Whiti officials. So there's an appreciation of that pause, because today was the sales deadline for the tender advertised. So everybody's been well advised that everything's paused to enable the space for this, you know, potential opportunity for the return to hapu.
Tēnā koe. So how long has the whare been occupied? Who is occupying it, and how long do you think they are willing to stay there?
They went in on Saturday morning, early hours of Saturday morning, and it's occupied by the Hau Kāinga, those who are just up the road around the corner, all from Tōwai. And as whanaunga, we pop in and we tautoko them, providing supplies. It's a really good way to be there. And the community certainly have turned out Many, many visitors have come to site, and it's been a place of wānanga over the campfire. You know, so it's positive in terms of reconnection, but also an opportunity for whānau to visit, to show support, put on the kettle and share a cup of tea. Tomorrow we will have a hui ahapu at Akerama Marae at 10 o'clock for Ngāti Hauuri, where the Tō Waihau Kāinga will share key messages and updates. And then later on at 12 o'clock, inviting in whanau ngāhapu, Nō Ngāti Hines coming, and others, to discuss a shared approach in the way to tackle this very important issue, and calling on the Crown to do the right thing and hoki whenua mai.
Gee, I'm just thinking of what's going on in Wellington. What chance of this do you think?
Always hopeful. Tama Pōtaka, as Minister of Te Ara Whiti, has been in contact. We've received a comment from Paul Goldsmith, and that's the usual Crown speak. But ultimately, you know, we've got advocacy at every level right now. You know, this is an opportunity, knowing that our hapū live on remnant parcels of land in the Whangarei district. The Crown has already admitted that they left the tribes of Whangarei virtually landless through their acts and omissions as the Crown. So